Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here with at Books at a Glance. We're talking to Dr. Steve Wellum again about his book, Systematic Theology. We're working our way through. Steve, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks again, Fred. Always a delight to be with you.
All right, we've worked through chapter one, well, chapters one to four, part one, Prolegomena. Now we're working through part two on God's revelation. We've started with chapter five. We've talked about the various ways in which God makes himself known. We've talked about the larger concept of God's word, God speaking, making himself known, specifically, of course, in the doctrine of script in scripture. And we'll talk about that in a later chapter. Specifically and at some length. But here we're dealing with the broader idea of God making himself known. We've finished up last time with the ways in which God has made himself known, the ways he mediates his revelation. So let's pick up on that. You talk about God's act revelation and his word revelation. Explain these for us and explain especially the relationship between them and how scripture entails both.
Yeah, those are important concepts. Sorry. So mighty, God's mighty acts. We would speak of that in terms of all of God's actions, but particularly mighty acts here is referring to more of his extraordinary actions. So we distinguish between sort of ordinary action, extraordinary, and extraordinary is usually tied to what we call miracles, right? So miracles would be a way of speaking of his mighty, mighty signs and wonders, to use biblical language. So I mean, everything God does is unique. I mean, in the sense of, you know, creation of the world, he speaks it into nothing, but then there's an ordinary ordering of history and providence and sustaining of all things and governing of all things and so on. Yet there's God's also his mighty actions that usually in scripture get tied to his redemptive work, so that he acts in history. He's the God who does things out of the ordinary. So that's why we call it extraordinary. He brings about a flood, right? Well, that's not an ordinary rain. He brings about a judgment on people in Sodom and Gomorrah, right? That's a unique action. That's just not a firestorm that comes from nowhere in terms of normal kinds of activity. All the way to the Exodus, right? He redeems his people out of Egypt. So God's mighty actions reveal who he is in terms of his purposes, his plans, and so on. Yet those mighty actions are always in scripture interpreted for us, right? They're never left ambiguous. We don't have the Exodus and the Israelites are supposed to puzzle and sort of think, well, I wonder what's going on here with this wall of water that's opened up. Should we go through? Well, no. God speaks through Moses and he says, this is what I'm going to do for you. And this is what is going on in the Exodus. And then after the Exodus, he explains what he happened in there. And of course, you can look at all the way to the coming of the Lord Jesus, right? The mighty act of the incarnation. That's an extraordinary act of God. All of Christ's actions are extraordinary in the sense of his miracles and so on, his resurrection from the dead, ascension, and so on. But scripture now gives us interpretation of that. So the meaning of all of these events, these acts, are given to us by God now making it clear to us in a word revelation, a meaningful revelation that has authority to explain to us what he has done for us. And it gets then eventually tied to scripture, because scripture is best, I think, viewed as a word act revelation, or an act hyphen word revelation. It is a result itself of the mighty action of God. So we can speak and we'll come to inspiration. It's an extraordinary inspiration. Isn't ordinary. It's extraordinary. Yet what is given to us is not only a recounting of God's mighty acts in history, but the interpretation of those mighty acts, so that we now know God's plan. We know his purposes. We know his promises tied to his self-disclosing for us what he is doing in history. And of course, that's why scripture itself, right, is now giving us the plan of God, the revelation of God as a word act revelation that then carries authority, its trustworthiness and truthfulness and so on. And that's why we also must stay carefully close to how scripture interprets God's mighty actions. It's scripture's own terms that must interpret his own mighty actions, so that we then understand the meaning of these events. Think of even the cross. What's the meaning of the cross? Well, the scripture itself gives you the interpretation of that cross so that we understand it in the Bible's own categories.
Yeah.